What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, the day after the election. And boy, it is still a firestorm out there. Everybody's screaming and yelling and all kinds of stuff. We don't have a final decision, I guess is a good word to use, on the presidential race here. And there's just a lot going on that is of dubious quality, shall we say. About the only good thing that's we can report right now is that all those pollsters and pundits who were predicting a landslide for Joe Biden were proven wrong. It is neck and neck. It's a nail biter down to the end. I think my earlier prognostication that this could turn into a repeat of 2000 is definitely very much on track. And it's going to get really ugly. And, of course, you know, getting back to these pollsters who were telling us Biden was going to win in a landslide, those were the same pollsters who were telling you that lockdowns were going to be, popular, which, of course, was wrong. Now, the pollsters got it wrong in 2016. They got it wrong by a massive margin. This time they weren't quite as far out there, but they still got it wrong. And as a matter of fact, there was a comment made on Fox News earlier today saying at this point, you know, polls and what they call voter analytics don't seem to really say much of anything anymore. And why does anybody pay attention here? Now, over at CNN, Jake Tapper on his election night coverage, Democrats thought Biden would win in a landslide, were, quote, getting high on their supply. By only listening to those pundits that dislike President Donald Trump. It was confirmation bias here. Biden is ahead in the Electoral College and the popular vote, but not by much. It's neck and neck out there. Now, down in Florida, a top Democrat there is saying what cost them Florida, because Trump took Florida. He said it was the defund the police idea that really did not go over well with voters. And they got surprised by the Hispanic vote that was going very much for Donald Trump. So they misjudged that one quite a bit. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Apparently, rising Republican star Madison Cawthorn has defeated Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for that House seat. And I think that's a little bit of good news for all of us who are a little sick and tired of her Green New Deal rhetoric and the rest of that's going on here. Anyway, as I said, Wisconsin just got awarded to Joe Biden and was razor thin margin, less than 1%, something like 30,000 votes. And the Trump campaign is requesting a recount based on multiple reports of, quote, irregularities, end quote. Now, I don't know why they use that word, because we know what's going on here. I mean, Joe Biden openly boasted of the most extensive voter fraud organization in history, and it looks like he was actually telling us the truth for once. All righty. Now, here's what's going on. Apparently, there are 10 Pennsylvania counties so far have zero precincts reporting. And basically, these were 10 counties that Donald Trump won back in 2016. And in fact, we're beginning to see a pattern where certain areas are withholding their vote totals while they wait and see what happens in the rest of the state. And obviously, that would indicate that if there's going to be any nefarious behavior, that's where it's going to be taking place here. What really makes Pennsylvania very, very dangerous for Donald Trump is the state Supreme Court ruled that election officials could count ballots with no or illegible postmarks. In other words, no guarantee that they were mailed by midnight last night, which means somebody could just walk in on and with a batch of ballots here. With a smudge where the postmark goes or no postmark at all. And it's still going to be counted. And I think this one is probably going to go all the way to the Supreme Court to decide that one here. Now, down in Georgia, Their presidential election results are potentially delayed until Friday because a pipe broke in the room containing the mail-in ballots. And this was in Fulton County, the largest county, which includes the state's capital of Atlanta. I think Georgia has 18 electoral votes that are up for grab here. But apparently there's been that problem down there. Now, Nevada is not going to resume counting their ballots until tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And they're not really giving a reason. But I think, again, they're trying to figure out how much things need to be rigged to put their boy over the top there. Now, 14,000 votes in South Carolina might not be counted until Friday. And they're saying it's basically because of a printing error and the slowness of the mail-in. I mean, there's problems just all over the place. I mean, a few days ago, Project Veritas put out a call for people to provide tips of voting irregularity or vote rigging, things like that. And so far, they've received over 1,000 such tips, and they're trying to get camera crews out there and get the stuff on video and see what's going on. down in Louisiana, voters have approved an amendment saying there is no constitutional right to abortion. Over in Colorado, they voted to strike down a measure prohibiting abortions after 22 weeks. And over in Oregon, they have passed a measure that legalizes hard drugs like heroin and LSD, which, of course, you will pay copious amounts of taxes on. So there's a liberal bastion there for you. You're allowed to do whatever you want as long as you pay the government for the privilege here. And apparently, the independent BitChute video streaming platform was shut down by its hosting service on Election Day. And going over to BitChute, you got an error 525 message. They were restored later on. But again, it appears that they were being interfered with, which is kind of strange because BitChute advertises itself as avoiding the types of corporate web hosting platforms that engage in censorship. So it looks like somebody got in on them as well. Getting on back to CNN, Van Jones is condemning Trump voters and says the fact that the election is this close hurts. But he doesn't bother to mention the fact Biden just didn't bring the enthusiasm in. He didn't win over the voters. And again, going back to the rallies, you know, Trump is pulling in 30,000 and Biden was pulling in maybe a couple of hundred, even less. There was that one where there was 20 people, including the news crews. And you look at that and then you look at the results from the vote counters and you realize something is way, way out of kilter. Now, up in Michigan, they have more than 77,000 spoiled ballots. And this was reported by CNN. But Tracy Wimmer, a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, says you need a little bit of context. The ballots were spoiled because of printing errors. And apparently they're making the claim that voters intentionally spoiled them so they could fill out their absentee ballots again, which seems like a bit of a stretch. But they're insisting that all ballots will be counted and that the irregularities will not change the outcome one little tiny bit. Okay, it gets a little bit more intense because this mail processing facility that serves 15 states has lost 300,000 ballots. And U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan of the District of Columbia gave the mail agency until 3:30 p.m. To do a sweep of all postal districts and find those missing 300,000 ballots. But the post office disregarded the court order and said they will rely on their own schedule of inspections somewhere down the road after next Shrove Tuesday, one presumes. The FBI has launched an investigation into who made these robocalls targeting voters in North Carolina, Nebraska, and Michigan, telling them to stay home and vote today to avoid the long lines. Obviously, the polls are closed today. It's just another way of voter suppression. So this is the crookedest election in American history. It really, really is. And it almost doesn't matter who wins or loses. It almost doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. When you see an election that is this obviously being manipulated, it sends a message that you, the American people, are now cut out from the process of government. You no longer have a voice. They just go through this theater every so many years to make you feel good about what's being done to you by the government. Well, yes, we're coming over and we're taking more money from you, but hey, you voted for this. You know, look at the results of the last election. This is what you wanted. So from where I sit, when the elections are this crooked, then we are dealing with a situation of taxation without representation. And I remember when I was growing up in grade school, we were told that that was a really good reason to start a revolution against the Great Britain. Apparently, over in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. There's going to be, you know, fisticuffs over Pennsylvania. And this was, you know, the state attorney general is out there saying Trump will lose. Didn't say, I think Trump will lose. He just said Trump will lose in Pennsylvania, with flat declaration. And a Republican poll watcher in Philadelphia was denied entry to a polling location despite having the proper credentials to be a valid poll watcher. And there was a video made of this. It was posted by attorney Will Chamberlain, no relation to the basketball player. It gained over 700,000 views in less than 2 hours. Poll watcher Gary Feldman is attempting to enter a polling station. He's turned away by workers who claim his certificate isn't valid for this location. Well, it was valid for all locations, is what happened. And they just refused to let him in. Feldman said, I have a citywide watcher certificate, and a poll worker said, that's not for this location. So obviously something was going on there. Like I said, it is very, very obvious. All righty. Getting into other areas of politics, Nancy Pelosi is once again on the warpath against Amy Coney Barrett, calling her an illegitimate Supreme Court justice, which is provoking outrage from the rest of the Supreme Court, and certainly from conservatives. And she's back on this idea that the president is not allowed to put a justice on the Supreme Court just before the election. Well, yeah, read your Constitution, Nancy. That is what the president is allowed to do. And the Senate advises and consents, and that's what they did. So, anyway. Getting on to COVID-19, which is still out there, and although I have a feeling now that the election is pretty much over, it's going to start fading away here. But apparently Theresa May is in high dudgeon against Boris Johnson, claiming that he's using the wrong projection of 4,000 deaths a day to make his case for a new set of lockdowns and restrictions. And, of course, this has triggered all kinds of protests in the streets of London, other cities in Great Britain as well. People are tired of the lockdowns. They're tired of the masks. We're starting to find out from people who are sort of outside that medical industrial complex. The masks aren't working. Even CDC said that. And social distancing really isn't having that much of an effect. Remember when they were all out there saying that, you know, you were going to catch it if you flew on an airplane with a COVID-19 passenger, and they did tests on it and discovered that the aircraft filtering system for the air, actually the air in a jetliner is safer than in your home. So that's what's going on there. Up in Canada, Justin Trudeau is warning there may not be a Christmas because of COVID-19. He's out there to Grinch the holiday. And a lot of people are already thinking along those lines. I've got family members who've already canceled Thanksgiving, which is going to make the turkeys happy. But Trudeau is up there saying that, unless Canadians are really, really careful, Canadians will not be able to celebrate Christmas with family and friends. All right. Now, here's another article, and it sort of reminds us how little we really know about what's going on. This came out of the Economic Times here. And they're basically raising a new concern over the standard coronavirus test here in the United States of America, saying that it has a very high rate of false positives. They're using that PCR test, which is never intended to be a diagnostic tool, by the way. And they're saying the new data is saying that people should be moving to the use of rapid tests to try and get a handle on what's going on. Another article, this one from Natural News. The coronavirus pandemic has drastically changed how people go about their daily lives. You already know that, of course, here. between working remotely and being confined indoors, families are spending more time with each other than they normally would, and it's getting on their nerves. And there is an increase in anger and confrontation. Divorce rates are up. The divorce lawyers are having a field day out there. And yeah, it's well, it's like being in jail. People are a little bit upset here. Okay, now John Lewis, because of COVID, is going to fire 1,500 head office staff as a cost-cutting drive to save £300 million. Lloyd's of London is set to lay off 1,070 employees for the same reason. Business is just slowing down. And if we have more lockdowns for the so-called second wave, it's only going to get worse. Now, they had a great day on the stock market, you know, had a real post-election rebound. The Dow closed 367 up. Over in South Sudan, the authorities are reporting a new outbreak of polio linked to the vaccinations for polio. This is the second time that this has happened. They call it vaccine-derived polio cases. They've had another set of 15 coming on out there. And it's another reminder that vaccines can actually cause the illnesses they're supposed to protect you from. Turning to the international news here, things over in Europe and the Middle East have just been intensifying ever since that horrific beheading of the French teacher here. And up in Sweden, they want to close down what they describe as terror-supporting mosques. Well, how do you tell the difference between a terror-supporting mosque and a non-terror-supporting mosque? I don't think they put a sign out front saying terrorists not welcome here. We refuse service, you know, to suicide bombers and so forth and so on. So apparently with this wave of Islamic terrorism all across Europe, Sweden is basically saying they've got to throttle the grant money, close the mosques, and that Swedish citizenship of those involved be revoked. Now, Iran, which despite all the pressures it's under, maintains a sense of humor, is now describing the United States as the Pirates of the Caribbean for selling the fuel seized from those tankers for a total of $40 million. They were the four Iranian tankers heading for Venezuela. The U.S. Navy basically stole the oil, is what they did. Iran is right. This is an act of piracy on the high seas. Yo-ho, yo-ho. Where's my pirate's hat? There we go. there we are. And I work for the U.S. government. So. All righty. So, let's see. We're coming up now on a commercial break here. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines a little bit early because I have a feeling a lot of callers want to get a lot of stuff off their chest. So the phone number is area code 512-248-8252. And we're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come on back, more news and phone calls. So we'll be back after these few words. Stay tuned.
Oh, Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs you and needs your help to keep doing what we're doing. And even though it looks like the big money power may be victorious on this election, there is still plenty more that we need to be doing afterwards to try and oppose the stuff that's happening around us. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number for a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you, and I thank you. And some of you have been very, very generous, and we do appreciate that. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls now, starting with Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I came in a little late. I just wanted to get your initial thoughts on the crime of the century, what's going on right now, this theft.
Yes.
And then I just had a statement. I was listening to Steve Bannon, and he's very upset with Trump and Trump's people. He felt that Trump should have actually come out last night around 10:45, 11 o'clock, and just basically declared victory. Because even Fox News, you know, and these polling desks, they should have called these states much earlier for Trump. particularly Michigan, I think he was, or Pennsylvania, he was up by 800,000 votes. So I don't know if I can just pin the blame on Trump, or I think Trump is just, he has just bad people around him, very bad people.
Yes.
He doesn't have, like, these Democrats, it seems like the consultants, these guys are real professionals, and they're relentless. The people that, the Republicans, they just, they're amateurs when it comes to elections. So just wanted to get your initial thoughts, though, I mean, on what's going on.
Well, again, in my opinion, this is the crookedest election in U.S. history. It's no question it's being rigged. And I, too, lay the blame on Donald Trump, not so much for his not coming out last night and declaring victory, which would have given him a psychological edge, but because he had, you know, 3+ years to start to deal with the process. And I know the state election commissions and everything were opposed to that and everything. But there have to be means for a president to reinforce the rule of law, because if the American people understand that the elections are that easy to rig, then again, we're back in taxation without representation. The people will feel they don't have a voice. And I think this is going to drive up the anger in the general population, the idea that the government has gone rogue, that it is pulling a giant magic trick on us to make it look like we've actually got some say in the government when we don't.
I mean, Trump, to his credit, he basically predicted this was going to happen months ago when, you know, this whole subject of the mail-in ballots was at the center of the news. what they were doing, it was just so obvious. They were waiting to see what was coming in from the red parts of the state. They were checking on Trump's lead, and then the counting stopped. Okay, cause now they knew, okay, how many votes do we need to make up to overcome this Trump lead? So this is just a scandal. And I tell people, you know, if this actually happens and Biden takes office, am I responsible to pay taxes to a government like this that's, in my eyes, illegitimate?
Again, taxation without representation, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I agree. But all right, Mike, thank you so much.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and I'm going to do another story because we got callers waiting on the line, but we're really close to a commercial break here. I got an email from somebody, was watching Crowder, and there were supposedly reports of voters being given Sharpies for their ballots, and the machines are not able to read them. This was in Nevada or Arizona, possibly others as well. And apparently D.C. activists are getting ready for post-election day possible violence. I know that Black Lives Matter and Antifa clashed with the police in front of the White House, and the non-scalable fence unfortunately turned out to be scalable. Okay, so we've got another minute here. I'm going to get a fast story in here. I want to do something other than politics here. And as a matter of fact, I'm so tired of politics. I've been watching movies all day. I was watching Aliens and Cowboys just prior to showtime. It's one of the worst movies ever made, but it's still better than what we're seeing on the corporate news channels with all the political bias. Anyway, I have spoken before of the Raspberry Pi series of computers that start at just, you know, $35. It's a cheap PC on a card that can be used for all kinds of creative projects, and some of them are pretty amazing. And the Raspberry Pi 4 is very, very powerful, and they have actually packaged it inside a PC keyboard, so you get the entire computer PC in a keyboard for $70. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. This is going to completely remake the computer landscape. Won't run Windows or Mac OS, of course. It is strictly a Linux machine. Anyway, so we're going to take another break for commercials and back with phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of.
And welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones now to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Mike, I got a lot on my mind today. I hope you can accommodate all the venom I'm about to expel here.
Oh, we got plenty of time in this segment.
Well, let me start out by saying that I want people to envision. I believe Trump's going to lose this. I think in reality, this was probably a landslide for him. But he's going to lose this because of the intervention from a whole myriad of sources I'm about to chronicle. But I want to start out by saying that when I was in the 80s, when you still lived in L.A., Mike, California was a red state. And there were many red states back then. But the Democratic Party weaponized illegal immigration and would channel them into Republican. Within 10 years or so, California went from solidly Reagan, Duke Mazian, Pete Wilson sort of Republican to absolutely blue and will never, ever be red again. That's 54 electoral votes just to start out. But they did that in other places, too. Arizona was solidly red. Texas was solidly red. They're still mild. They're still pink, but There used to be Solidly Red, a whole bunch of other places. But so let's start with that. And then, of course, they changed the election laws in places like California where you're not allowed. There's flooded with millions of illegals, and you're not allowed to ask anybody for identification. All right, that's
yeah.
the first thing. The second thing is we have, of course, the secret police, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the NSA, bugged Trump, bugged Bernie Sanders, bugged all these people, and intervened directly at under Obama's orders in the 16 election, and then they intervened directly to subvert his presidency with the phony, ginned-up Russiagate stuff, in which the media was completely complicit and in partnership
yes.
with the secret police. So now we have, I want people to think about what this election would have been like if for the last 5 years, every single radio, television, movie, newspaper, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, blah, 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 MSNBC, CNN, all these, ABC, all the alphabet corporate media, all owned by big money Israelis, basically, they're Zionist dual loyalty people, and it ain't to us, folks. But everything, Trump could have relentlessly anti-Trump, pushing Russiagate, pushing everything from his taxes to whatever, every single negative story from Don Jr. to what have you, to the piss story, the piss dossier, to all that stuff, and foist it on us for 5 years. And he could have cured cancer, and they would have said, look at all the medical personnel he put out of business.
Yes.
So then, you know, they got on him for the wall, which needed to be done, and just pilloried him for the wall. Well, not a lot of the wall's built. Nobody mentions that at all in the press. But then we have also the fact that the same people who fund the Democratic Party, I'm talking about George Soros, who also is a CIA asset, also funds Antifa and Black Lives Matter. These thugs that beat up, stab, shoot, murder, burn, loot. And if you have in L.A. and California, if you have a Trump sign on your lawn or on your car, or if you wear a MAGA hat, you'll get beaten up with a MAGA hat. They will key or vandalize your car or your property. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's
to
brown shirt tactics. It's brown shirt tactics.
Brown shirt, and it's been going on since the last election. So they've got strong-armed bully boys that do that. And then in the last week, we've got where they've done everything to push Pissgate, the whole ridiculous dossier, and all the stuff about Trump's taxes and what have you. Nobody covered Hunter Biden. Nobody covered it at all. I have an aunt that's sharp as hell who just called me, and she had no idea that anything happened with Hunter Biden. I went, oh my Lord. But at any rate, they completely didn't do that. And then we have the President of the United States desperately trying to get on Twitter as the President of the United States the week of an election, and they banned him from Twitter.
Yes.
Facebook, Google, all these things. And think about the hundreds of millions of dollars it would have cost to get all the bad press that they gave to Trump and all the positive and look-away press that they gave to Biden, and hundreds of millions, if not a billion, and then the cooperation of the secret police, the everything. And I want you, the gerrymandering of the states through illegal immigration, the election laws where you can't even ask for ID. And then now our country is really, he has no chance. But it's been completely taken away from us.
It doesn't.
And when you put it all together, what would this have been like with a fair media? and with fair social media, without the Jewish media and social media, without the press and all that stuff, without the secret police, without Soros and his bully boys, without the gerrymandering that's gone on for two generations of our borders and everything else. And by the way, I know I've told you this before. I was a military guy. Clausewitz says war is a continuation of politics by other means. That was Clausewitz's yes. definition of war. The yes. Democrats under Clinton, I remember him saying, politics is a continuation of war by other means. And the Democrats have thought that with their Marxist, Trotskyite background since the 90s. But the Republicans don't have that. They don't have that mindset. They don't have, no matter what it takes, we're going to get you. And they're not ruled by a bunch of Marxist Zionists that control the banks and everything else. But that's where we are. He doesn't have a prayer. He doesn't have a prayer. And from Pelosi's calling the, everybody calling the election, even Fox News called Arizona way before it ought to have been. Against Trump. It's just, it's completely stacked, and it's time for us to look squarely in the eye where this is coming from. So that's my rant for the day. And
okay.
Every single
rant.
Bit of that, it's valid. Anyways, I'd love to hear what your thoughts on that, Mike, and good luck to everybody else. God bless everybody. We're gonna need it.
Yeah, we are. We absolutely are. Thank you for the call, Peter. And I think, vote fraud, election rigging has been part of American history. It's certainly nothing new here. But on a scale like this, I think with this election, the United States can no longer, with a straight face, call itself a democracy. We are a banana republic now with phony elections and the elites hanging onto power by any means necessary. And while I'm convinced they will continue to do so, the United States should not be pointing any fingers at any other nation to criticize them for the way they handle their elections and their democracy. That's kind of where we are right now. The republic appears to be dead. We're living in a dictatorship, and we need to wake up and realize that, because we've got all the characteristics of a dictatorship. And these elections are being held just to try and fool the American people into thinking they still have some degree of control over their own future. And it's very obvious with this election that we do not. All right. We're going to take another phone call. Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, as if I couldn't guess?
Aloha, Michael. You know, I think in the end, I may be kind of an optimist, but I think some way, somehow, Trump is going to prevail, because when they start uncovering this stuff, they're going to find all these irregularities. They're going to probably find a lot of his votes as well that should have been counted. I would immediately, and I'm sure he is, get on to anybody I could. Like, I would be looking into, if it were me, I would be looking into Arizona. And I would look and see even if perhaps the McCain connection there, what they might have had to do with it, because you can bet that they were in on this some way, somehow, in Arizona. But it was just, if you followed the election, you know, he was up in Arizona and doing pretty well, it looked like to me. And I agree with Joe from California.
It did, but I mean, there was so much suspicious behavior. I mean, if you look at the vote tracking in some of these borderline states, there's this vertical spike of Democratic votes just at the last second to swing the state over to Biden. Now, Rudy Giuliani is on the air right now talking about the legal options that the Trump campaign is exploring. They're already talking about going all the way to the Supreme Court to have suspicious votes thrown out. They're going to challenge this idea that votes without postmarks could be counted. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be 2000 all over again. And it's going to get really, really ugly.
Right. I agree with, Joe out there in California? He should have come out and declared victory in those states so they couldn't change him, or at least had some apprehension about changing him. But Also, another thing is with Pelosi talking like this, these Republicans now more than ever, they need to find their gonads and get out here and get hard. They need to get hard. They need to call for her to be censored, you know, considering the climate of everything that's just gone on. They need to take that into account, and they need to challenge everything now. Just like the Democrats tied up everything right now, they need to go back in the session when they go back, and they just need to be a terror in that Senate and Congress. And they need to look into, you know, this stuff thoroughly from beginning to end. Like, you look at some of these states, and their governors were all Republican. A good majority of their Senate and Congress are Republican, but somehow they just all happen to vote for Biden this election. I mean, I don't see that. You know, they need to really, and you know, what is this FBI? Is this FBI going to do anything, or what do they do? Are they just like prom queens around here and cover up?
No, the FBI is one of the organizations that has resented Trump as being an outsider. I mean, this is what this is really all about. Donald Trump is not part of the club. He's not part of the deep state. He upset their plans in 2016 because Hillary was supposed to become the president. And, you know, he upset them and showed that the American people still had a little bit of voice in the running of this country, and they absolutely could not let that stand. And so this whole vote rigging wide out in the open is sending a message to those paying attention, you know, not to bother anymore, because, you know, we're going to choose the president for you. We're going to choose your congressman for you. We're going to choose your senators for you and your governors for you, even your dog catcher for you, and you might as well just accept that. Well, I'm one of those people who don't accept that.
Yeah. Oh, nor do I. Nor do I, Michael. But here's the thing. We got all these voter laws and all these civil rights laws. People are being intimidated at the polls, electioneering at the polls. And see, this is why this stuff continues to go on, because nobody's ever punished but the little guy. You know, we got people that for doing simple crimes are in jail. They get the book thrown at them. But Hillary Clinton still hasn't faced a charge. None of these Democrats face any charges. None of these high officials, they don't even get a ticket, fine, fee, nothing. And that's the problem, because that inspires these people to just pin their ears back and go on to the next biggest thing, because they feel that they're invincible. And that's what they're looking for the public.
Well, that's so what they're trying to prove with this election, is that they're invincible and, you know, the will of the American people can go pound sand.
Exactly. Well, Michael, thank you so much, and have a great show today. I'm going to be listening to it very intensely, so thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be an intense show here. We're going to switch over to William in Florida. Hello, William. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael, welcome to the 2020 Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes.
I just can't believe this is what my grandparents escaped from in 1917 to come here. But the irony is, I want to take my family, my grandkids, move back to Russia, to be quite honest with you. It seems, I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning watching Trump. He came on like about 2:40 or so, and he looked beaten, withdrawn. Not the same old Trump who could tell you the best kind of dirty joke in the whole world just to make you smile. It was just something off about his appearance, and not claim victory. I don't understand it, Mike. I really don't understand it. He's a very man.
Trump and his campaign probably have access to more accurate information than ordinary people do. And Trump was probably already realizing that Biden had succeeded in stealing this election away from him. Right now, Biden's at 264 electoral votes, so he's just six away from basically, declaring victory. Minus whatever court challenges. And, you know, the corporate media is going to declare Biden the president, putting the burden of reversing that decision on Donald Trump, which was the mistake, of course, that Al Gore made back in 2000.
I remember that election very well, 2000, the Chads and the pregnant Chads. And it's not going to be that way. Everything is done by machine today, which I've always thought in itself is a horror, for the simple fact that manipulated people can have the votes changed in a matter of a second. There have been reported cases. There used to be a very good video on YouTube about how fraud in the voting system in America how the machines
acting
were
democracy.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, you know, maybe years ago, America would go to a little on the left, but not like this. Never in my entire lifetime. You know, it's getting to the point where people are worrying about the Second Amendment. Well, unfortunately for me, I lost all my weapons in a tragic boat accident not too long ago.
Okay.
So I won't have to worry about that. But still, the laws that are coming down now have been unconstitutional, a lot of them. Trump has closed a blind eye to a lot of these laws coming
All right, well, listen, William, I got to let you go here.
We've
got to take a break.
I'll see you later, man.
All right, and we got more callers waiting on the line as soon as we come back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone.
Welcome to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Michael. Good to hear your callers, your regular callers. Michael, the You know, this notion that the Constitution Party is just a recent trick or something to try to undermine President Trump's chances of re-election, I think that's false, Michael. I'll tell you why. You know, the Constitution Party goes all the way back to Howard Phillips. It started out as the U.S. Taxpayers Party. So it goes. And Howard Phillips was a good, solid man. He was of Russian Jewish background, his parents and everything. But he was a good, loyal American. He was a really solid dude. He was a really good man. A few years ago, I think against Obama, Pastor Chuck Baldwin headed up the Constitution Party ticket. I tried patiently last week or something. I tried patiently to explain the idea of about ballot access, Michael. They bemoan, oh, they're only in 35 states. Well, I voted more for the Constitution Party than for Blankenship and William Moore. But we have a victory if we get 1% of the popular vote. Then we gain ballot access in the next election, and that's what we're trying to achieve. But also, Michael, I'm a believer. You know, I believe the gospel. I really do believe that I'm not going to appear before the judgment seat of Judge Judy. I'm going to appear before the judgment seat of Jesus, and I don't want all that innocent blood on my hands that the Republican Party has. Shed, which and that kind of brings me
well, that's hard to confine to just the Republican Party. I mean, the Democrats look at Lyndon Johnson and all the blood that he shed, and he was a Democrat.
Yeah, so what's your point, Michael?
My point is, you know, not to just say that it's just the Republicans' party that's shedding blood. The Democrats do it just as well. And getting on back to being a spoiler for the election, if you look at some of the states that Biden has won, like Michigan and Wisconsin, he is ahead by razor, razor thin margins. We're talking just a few thousand votes here. And if people in those states were voting for the Constitution Party instead of Donald Trump, they may have had a significant impact on the outcome in those states, setting aside the issue of election fraud.
Yeah, well, Mike, listen, that reminds me of another point. You've been saying, well, we don't talk about the Democrats and everything. Well, you know, me and Paul from New Jersey and Chance from West Virginia.
David, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a station identification break. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.